USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Debate continues surrounding the question of when and how to safely reopen the country, shut down in large part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Director for the Institute of Health Metrics at the University of Washington, Dr. Christopher Murray, says we need to be prepared for it to take more than just a few weeks to get things back up and running again. And New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy says,
we start to get back on our feet too soon. I fear, based on the data we're looking at, that we could be throwing gasoline on the fire.
Dangerous weather is still marching across the southern U.S. a day after at least 18 people were killed by tornadoes. More than a million families and businesses dealing with no electricity in the aftermath, with reports of over 40 tornadoes from Texas to Arkansas, across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just have my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some new research proves what New Orleans did believe all along. USA Radio's Wendy King says Mardi Gras made the city sicker.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says crowds of Mardi Gras tourists 2 weeks before federal advice came out to shelter in place might be one reason why Louisiana has experienced a spike in coronavirus cases. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser says they wish they'd known.
It's hard to look back now and say we should have canceled Mardi Gras. But with 840 people deaths in the last 30 days here in Louisiana, surely some of those people probably wouldn't have been infected.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You can start checking your bank account as the IRS says it started depositing stimulus checks because of the pandemic. The average American who made less than $75,000 can expect to receive $1,200. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A processing plant that accounts for about 5% of the pork production in America is now shutting down after scores of workers there were infected with coronavirus. About 240 employees at the Smithfield facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, have tested positive for the illness. In announcing the move yesterday, Smithfield President and CEO Kenneth Sullivan said the country is now being pushed, in his words, perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. He also warned it's impossible to keep grocery stores stocked if plants are not running. An extra episode of the popular Netflix series Tiger King is now out. The so-called after show that came out on Sunday includes interviews with a number of people involved in the original series. Tiger King focuses on Joe Exotic, who collected tigers for his animal park south of Oklahoma City. He's not in the after show because now he's serving a 22-year prison term for a murder-for-hire plot against Florida animal rights activist Carol Baskin. Baskin said last week she wasn't approached about the new episode and she wouldn't have taken part in it had she been asked. And Burger King is offering free Whoppers to students who are homeschooling, but they have to complete an assignment answering a question or equation to unlock the promo code for their free burger. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.